Every dictionary I pick up, I just go straight to M and look to see if merkin's in there, and usually it's not. Okay, it goes meringue, merino, merit, meritorious, merit system, mermaid, merman, and where would merkin come? JKL. Yeah, it's not there. Merkin's not there. Merriment, merry, merry Andrew. No merkin. Not a sight of merkin anywhere. So I was just horrified by this state of affairs and had to solve the mystery.
So it seems that your search is not just about finding the word merkin, but also about not finding it.
As a Scrabble player, I wanted to make sure that it was still in dictionaries and I could still use it playing Scrabble. And I actually had a look online. It wasn't in the official Scrabble dictionary, which was very surprising. And I searched through all my own dictionaries. So that's when I went searching back further and further.
Tell me where your search has led you.
My first water cooler was to Eyeless. My friend Eyeless Richards has this fabulous dictionary. It's so heavy you can hardly lift it up, and it's a Webster's Second. And often I'd covet her dictionary when I went over there to have a cup of tea and scones with Eyeless. I did find the word merkin in there. And we go from merit system to merk, which is an old coin of Scotland, to merk, and there it is. And the definition for merkin is a cannon mop. That's it. So it was great to find merkin in there, but I was sorry to see that the old original meaning wasn't in there. Now, that's because Webster's Second, like all dictionaries prior to the 1960s, was actually very, very conservative, and they didn't put any meanings that had sexual references in them. So although I found the word merkin, the meaning was only to do with a mop and not to do with a pubic wig. Yeah, so I hunted further. I bumped into my friend Nick Weavers, who is also a professed dictionary lover. She excitedly told me that she had not only Webster's Second, which was her mother's dictionary, but she also had found a copy of Webster's Third. So Webster's Third was published in the 1960s, and like the Oxford in England, for the first time, dictionaries were able to publish words that had sexual references in them. And they were able to do that because in England, Lady Chatterley's Lover had just been published, and the publishers had won the right to use words that had sexual references in them. And from that point on, the dictionaries, publishers, were able to do the same. So if you look in Webster's Third, you'll find merkin. Okay, so this is now from the Webster's Third. So we go meringue, merino, merit, meritorious, merit rating, merits, merit system, merk, merkle cell, merker grass, and there we have it, merkin, followed by merle and merlin. So the full definition is given here in Webster's Third of merkin, the hair of the female genitalia, or two, false hair for the female genitalia. It's there in its full glory. A fellow called Francis Gross, who was a rather overweight fellow, who I think in the 17th century used to roam around London collecting the vulgar tongue of England. So you can just imagine what his nights were like. So he's the man who bought us things like double jugs for a man's bottom and bum fodder for toilet paper. So that's the sort of language we're dealing with. And in there he has a definition for merkin, which is a counterfeit hair for the monosyllable.
The monosyllable. What did he have to say about that? This is going to be interesting because we're on ABC Radio and we have to be careful about strong language.
A short word, usually with four letters, often in the vulgar tongue, that people use to strongly express something, usually with a sexual reference. And they're very, very effective when they're used sparingly. Francis Gross termed the metaphor, I suppose, a monosyllable for a woman's commodity was another way that he put it. Counterfeit hair for a woman's commodity. It's a riddle that you have to decipher for yourself, and that's something I do love about those dictionaries, going back and back and back through the derivations of meaning, you know, to find, you know, pubic hair wig, then a cannon's mop, then this, that and the other thing, and you just find this such interesting, rich history behind all the words.
And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? It's not about a search for word or a search for meaning. It's almost like a journey into history, society, what is acceptable and what's not acceptable in certain periods.
That's right, and that's what I love about certain dictionaries. You look back at a certain place and time and you'll see what interests the people at that time. So this is a dictionary of Irish slang and colloquial English in Ireland, and again, merkin doesn't appear here. So the words read, Myrtle, which is a disagreeable child, Mera, a young woman, Mary's Mary Begotten, a love child, Mary Dances, and Meskin, quite a meskin is a lump of butter. Okay, pick out a tile. What have you got?
N.
I've got E. I go first. Okay, back in the bag. When you play Scrabble, you have to be very careful. When you're playing with friends, you have to decide what dictionary you're using. Otherwise, it might lead to tensions and arguments.
Or even law cases.
Or even law cases, that's right. And it can be really difficult if you're playing a game of Scrabble and one player knows that a word exists but the other one doesn't and doesn't know that word, it can lead to arguments. So you have to either persuade your friend that the word merkin does exist, or you have to forfeit your go.
So merkin is your benchmark word.
That's right. So if it's in there, I know I've struck a good dictionary. For me, I grew up playing Scrabble with my mum, and we learnt the meanings of the words as we played them, and that really just was a fantastic pastime. So for me, playing Scrabble means that I have to draw upon, you know, things that I've read, stories that I've heard, and puts everything in context. I love winning at Scrabble, as people know, and I love a good competitive game, but more than that, most of all, I really love the beauty of the words and the meaning behind the words. So I love to play a game and find new words. I love to be able to know the meaning of them. Good letters?
Oh, yeah. But I haven't got the word merkin, that's for sure.
Okay, there we go.